John Tumey there is with us now. Hey, John, thank you for your time. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, John.
Kia ora. Could you update us on the Māori roll call, please, John? Where's this one at?
Well, look, we all know the Electoral Commission updates the roll every quarter. Our campaign has commenced on the 6th of August, finished on the 6th of September. Our campaign is totally different to the Electoral Commission's campaign. The Electoral Commission campaign, you would be mistaken for advertising generally. See, there's only two roles in this country, as you know, the Māori role and the non-Māori role. And the use of terminology is very important because when you say general, what does that mean? Well, that the choices that you have, if you've got whakapapa, pretty simple. It's Māori role, you should follow your whakapapa. If it's a general role, well, clearly you are determining that your vote is better spent with people that control your future, but not out of your understanding of your communities and upbringing. And so, the concept, if you look at parties, everyone in Labour, everyone in Greens, everyone in ACNZ, they're all driven predominantly and completely by very, very strong requirements. Look over your shoulder and get agreement and consent from non-Māori to progress a positive Māori approach. That's why it's extremely important that we go on the roll. Now, at the moment, we now know, for the first time in a long time, big numbers now on the Māori roll. And those that are leaving the Māori roll are those who don't believe in themselves or believe that somebody else will provide better for them.
Well, that's not the trend, though, is it? What we're seeing is more people moving from the general to the Māori role. But I just get you to shake your phone a little bit, John. It was a bit scratchy just there wherever you're standing. Are you frustrated by the Electoral Commission, who is funded to provide the information about the choice that we have and how important a choice it is? Now, I've looked at some of their ads and thought, well, I don't know if that's really connecting with our people. Obviously, they employ advertising companies to create their ads. You've gone down a different pathway. And whose money are you spending to create the Māori electoral roll or the Māori roll call? Remember, it was fronted and will be fronted again by Tamaiti. Are you frustrated with the Electoral Commission that they're funded to do a job that they're not doing well? And what position does that force Te Pāti Māori into as far as highlighting the opportunity to move between general and Māori roles?
Well, they've gone out and bought a number of influencers, and our influencers have to make money, right? What they're going to have to start to work out is that sometimes it's not worth taking money when it has confusion and adverse outcomes. So we all have to put food on the table, we'll have to pay our mortgage. And the Electoral Commission will be very good at cherry picking a number of them. And the message they send is that you've got a choice between a kina and a scallop. That's like, what does that mean? You know, like, I see all of this being well funded. Then you have this little orange dot jumping around all over the place. The connectivity to our communities and the ability for them not to be confused is propagated by them. So what we've had to do is come out again and use our new clash and old clash to weigh in on a very important part of the debate. And why? Because this government has cancelled around 140,000 votes previously in the knowledge that our people either turn up late, but outside the electorate, and a whole range of other things. And this regime has cancelled them out. So we've got to get as many people on the rolls, and we've got to get them to turn out. One third don't. So we've got to waken them to the fact that the brown vote is never ever going to stop its growth, and it's never going to stop in its influence. It's just a matter of time where they start to believe in themselves and vote for themselves, that will be a constant requirement in all governments that rule the country.
The other ongoing issue, of course, is the stagnant nature of pay packets and the rising costs, which many are feeling going backwards. We've got 170,000 kids living in material hardship, and no end in sight, it would seem. Super frustrating that there's been this freeze on wages, which feels like it's been years long now, John.
Yeah, look, when you're when 2/3 of people are either on the dole or underemployed or working poor, it's a perfect storm for them. One, petrol prices are up. Two, power prices to warm themselves in the winter. And three, wages are stagnant, not keeping up with inflation. Inflation is not being caused by Trump war in the Middle East. It has added to it, but inflation was already raging because of the poor economic management of this regime. And so look, why it continues to even register in the polls is that that is beyond me, given the most awful, horrible job it's in what it promised to do in regard to what National Party believe they have a license for, which is to run an economy. So, but the impact on it further down the food chain from the billionaires that fund them and donate to them are really telling now. And the winters are always most difficult for our people. Affordability of health, getting to a health care, getting an appointment if possible, able to arrange that with sick kids, your crook, all the rest of it. Perfect storm for us. You know, we've really got to dig deep in our communities with our community support teams. We can't fix it, but we can take the head off the worst of it, if you know what I mean. But it's a tough thing that's happening out there, and it's all about poor regime leadership. And to take people's minds off it, they enter into culture wars, you know, make war on the natives incessantly. They can't help themselves. Make war on the LGBT community, make war on people that are woke. I don't understand still what that means. And a whole range of other culture wars that are imported from white supremacy movement in the United States. It's as simple as that.
Tēnā koe, John. Thank you for your thoughts today. And our thoughts too with the Taumalu whānau as well. I hear there's been some sadness there, JT.
Yeah, well, the Taumalu's foundation generation of who that is, when you watch it, is marae. We had a service around the homestead in Tatatū last night. And all of 25% of the Jews presently in the party. In the previous days, it was as high as 40%. And it was a viral papakāinga village. And all the families know one another, and they all grew up together as kids. Those kids had kids, and those kids now having grandchildren. So the Taumalu is into their fourth and fifth generation of Waikareita babies out here. Always take people home. We're taking Jason Whangarau with his dad, but here's the thing. They like all urban Māori people, instead of taking them to the marae, they turn their house into the marae, and we whakamana that, honour that. That's how urban Māori communities roll. And so we just turn up and do our thing. Our protocols. See, your marae is what you make it to be. It can be a formal marae, but it can also be a garage at home in an urban area. And it's the love for the pāpaku that counts. Not necessarily having to embark on huge journeys back home or otherwise. We can whakamana one another in the city and take people home to Rupas and to the Nehu there.
Tēnā koe. Well, I thought with Evelyn, as they acknowledge the passing of her boy Jason. Thanks so much, John, for sharing some time with us, man. Tēnā koe.